All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order at 5:38 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And roll call, Scott Krause is absent. Aaron Stevens is present. Lloyd Timberlake.
Present.
Noelle Yee is absent. Jared Davis is absent. Nathan Wakefield.
Present.
Kyle Johnson.
Present.
Mike Sullivan is absent. Cody Furet.
Present.
And Martin Frost.
Here.
All right. And we need a motion to approve the agenda. Somebody make that motion.
I move as Lloyd.
Okay, do we have a second?
This is Kyle. I'll second.
Okay. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay. And approval of minutes from the February 2nd meeting. Do we have a motion?
I move.
By Lloyd, second.
Nathan.
It's Kyle, second.
And Nathan said as well. Discussion? Okay, moving to vote. Any abstentions? Anyone opposed? Motion passes. And approval of the February 16th minutes. Do we have a motion?
I move.
Second.
I'll second.
Who was that?
Kyle, sorry.
Kyle, thank you.
Any discussion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay. Moving to the reports. First from Cody Furet, 2014 IK Festival Report.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Yes, so we've had some good progress. I think one of the things we've been working on this year is trying to get some new events to get some new people to attend this year. So some of the things we're working on, one, we're going to have a Kendama open. It's called the North American Kendama Open. So we'll have kind of a small Kendama competition, as well as a footbag competition. We have some people coming down from Canada who are going to lead up a footbag competition. So it'll be kind of neat to get some new style of people involved in the IJA festivals. We've had some good progress on the busking competition now, so kind of have a solid plan set in place with Jeff. We're going to partner with the Farmers Market on Saturday, which is a pretty large event in West Lafayette. And if we can work it out with the city, we'll essentially do a parade that will go across a footbridge and then to the Farmers Market, which is about a 1.8-mile walk. So it's about 30 minutes, we figure, to get to and from. And then the Farmers Market is open until 12:30 in the afternoon. So the busking competition will be about 10 a.m. to noon. And then we kind of got some of the details started on that, and then Jeff's going to be kind of talking with some other people and work on the selection process for who's going to be involved and some more of those exact specifics, as well as getting some good rules and everything together so we can throw them on the Juggle.org site. And then he's also going to put like a little bit of a paragraph about busking in general together so we can have a better description for the newsletter. Kind of just touched on it for this one, but then we'll have more information and a paragraph on busking written by Jeff for next month. So I think that'll be good. Got all of our medals ordered for the championships, numbers, and joggling. And then we have almost all of the award plaques ordered. We're still just waiting on wording from one of them. But essentially, yes, we've got all the medals and plaques ordered. Trophies are coming from the same places as last year. It's been verified, so all the trophies are set for pretty much everything except the busking right now, because the busking had some unique, I think, custom-made stuff. So I think we're going to still keep it Butterfly Man this year, but not really sure what's going to happen exactly with the trophies and those type of things. The youth dorms will be in Hillebrand Hall.
All right.
Still working on that ballroom issue to see where we're going to do Renegade. But that one will hopefully be progressing sooner than later here. And yeah, I think that's pretty much about it.
All right.
Oh, we're approaching getting close to 200 registrars. Haven't had an update in a couple of weeks, but we were at about 170, I believe, before. So getting close to 200 here.
Cool.
The registration slowed down pretty much to nothing since the early bird ticket ended,
yep.
Which is common according to Martin. Like, it's usually the deadline that encourages people to register.
Yeah, I can see that.
But we also want to kick up promotion for it again in the next couple weeks.
Yeah. How many did you get for, like, just the early bird? Was it 170 or is that,
165-ish?
164.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I'll be at the Chicago Flow Show performing this week, so I'll bring some IJA flyers and stuff down there as well to hand out to some people.
Do you need any more flyers?
I only
hold like 80, so I sent out some, but they don't hold more than that.
Yeah, I'd take more because then I'll definitely bring them. I'll save them for when I go to Kinetic and STEM Summit then.
Okay, I gave 250 to Noel. I gave them to Brian to give to Noel in Texas. So if he's going to be there, he'll have some as well. But yeah, I can send you some more.
Yeah, Colorado is the one I'm talking about for me.
Spin Summit in Kinetic. Yeah, that'll be cool. Excellent. Any other questions or thoughts for Cody?
Do we have any information or anything about the North American Kendama Open? Because I know a guy that runs a blog site for Kendama called Ken Garden, and it's like pretty popular. And if I tell him, you know, this is going to be a thing, he might, like, he's a really good hype man. He can probably talk it up.
Sweet. That'd be great. Just the attendance was really low last year, is what Sean said. So I don't know if Sean has, like, specific rules or any promotion that he'd be willing to create for us to promote it more or give to these people to promote. But that would be good.
Who's in charge of it?
Sean Hadaway or Sean Hadaway.
Okay. All right. I don't really
know who he is.
Know that guy. Maybe I'll send him a message or something.
Yeah, if you want to put me in contact with the other person or kind of we could put those two in touch, I think, yeah, that'd be great to get some more exposure for that. It seems like that the footbag, there's like a whole clan of those people that's really excited about it, so that should be cool.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
The packing too. Yeah. Things are coming along. Okay. Let's see. Next report is 2015 Festival Report, and I just added a link from a report that Vero sent. Sorry for the lateness on that, but that came in recently, and I didn't get it added. But she reports a bit on the grants that she's working on getting. The first one to talk about was for Turbo 418 received a grant to make 6 videos, including one on the IJA 2015. So that's cool. And it also includes $200 of promotion on Facebook. So that's cool that they have a grant to make a sweet video of the festival and document it. And they're working on hotel stuff. And then Lloyd, did you have any other updates from work with them?
No, I see we're going to decide whether or not Veronique will be the head of the festival. We also, I'm not sure where we are on the contract we need with Turbo.
They're done with it, or I think she hasn't said we needed any more edits, but she said they meet the last week of March, and that's when they'll be able to approve it, and then she'll submit it to us for approval.
Excellent. So,
yeah, so that'll be
the contract work is done except for approvals, Ed, and that's pretty much all
you were working on. Totally. Yep. Cool. And then, yeah, we have the contract with the Imperial Theater, which was sideways. Sorry about that. That's how it was sent to me. I had to print it out to read it. But we're also waiting on the contract with the circus school itself. So, okay. So that's 2015. We're trying to figure out how to get some people from Quebec at this coming festival. They're doing some grant writing to send one person, and then we have one person from Quebec who's going to be performing in the welcome show, but for them to be able to do promotion and maybe like some kind of party at the end of the 2014 festival, being like, come to next year's 2015 in Quebec, and kind of building excitement for it. So she has a couple other ideas of potential performers or something like that. Okay, and then next report is future festival planning from Mike Sullivan. Who did we just lose?
Kyle is still here.
Nathan?
I'm here.
Lloyd?
I'm here.
Cody?
Oh, it could have been Cody. He leaves after the festival report. Good. So future festival planning, did people get a chance to read Mike's proposal?
Yeah, so I've been through it.
Can you look it over now? Okay. There's been a lot of discussion about this through email and also on the forums, and it would be good for everyone to chime in with thoughts and opinions on the forums as well, because he's presenting a lot of issues regarding, not issues, but just the topic for discussion regarding El Paso, Texas as an option.
I love it, Nick.
Sounds like
on El Paso.
What's that?
El Paso is sort of shut down.
Yeah, I said I vote nay on El Paso.
Well, he's pushing it really hard, so I'd say people need to chime in on the forum and really get opinions out there. Otherwise, he's kind of lost as to what to pursue. Yeah, I definitely expressed some concerns about El Paso, and I know Martin did as well. He responded with a big forum post, you know, saying we've had our festivals in all kinds of places but are far away for driving. Everything's really conveniently located and well-priced and everything and something we can afford, and no matter where it is, people are going to go, and encourage the board not to look down on it right away. My continued concern is that I talked to a bunch of people in Austin, Texas, who were like, why El Paso? Like, nobody in Texas would be excited to go to El Paso, and it's 8 hours from Austin, longer from Denver, and those are the main two juggling scenes in Texas. And the one person I know in Texas who was interested in organizing a Texas festival wasn't too interested about organizing one in El Paso.
Yep.
So those are my primary concerns. Does anyone else have thoughts about El Paso? And Martin, I know you've been in on the discussion on the forums. Is there anything you have to add?
No, my point all along just is that while the facilities sound, you know, pretty good, I guess, El Paso is a long drive from anywhere, with a, you know, exception of Albuquerque. There are no other cities. I mean, Phoenix is a long day's drive. Dallas is a really long day's drive. So when we hold a festival, you know, let's say in Indiana or Ohio, a lot of the jugglers who come are those who are within a day's drive.
Right.
I mean, the vendors have told me this, but the people who come to them at the festival and vice versa are mostly people who live within, you know, the region. And so there is no region around El Paso you know, except for El Paso itself. So I don't know if a lot of people will fly. I mean, the usual people who come no matter what will fly. I mean, I have to fly to almost all the festivals, so, you know, I would go. But I even have to change planes to get to El Paso. It's not there's no direct flights from San Francisco. So I'm just concerned that the number of drive-ins will be down and the number of fly-ins will be the same, and so, you know, the attendance will be low.
Yeah.
A good
That's
point.
My concern as well. And I think, like, I know, Mike talked about, you know, everywhere's far away from somewhere, which is true, but not everywhere's far away from a central juggling hub. Like Reno and Sparks, which you mentioned, are fairly close to the Bay Area that has a strong juggling scene. Portland, yeah, it's far away from other places, but it's got a strong juggling scene already there. Same with LA. It's like central of something juggling related is very helpful. And the Middle East is the central of everything. The Mid East. So El Paso seems pretty out there. And I know he's pushing the whole, it's on the border of Mexico and Mexicans can come easily, but it's not close to any juggling hub in Mexico either that I'm aware of. So that's my concern.
And,
the other thing I had proposed in the email was the idea of approaching regional festival directors and sending out some promotions, seeing if people are interested in hosting it in their area and helping find a good location for it. Mike then said that I could write that up. I don't have the time to write that up, and I was hoping maybe Jared would take that on as a project, but I haven't heard anything back from him. But I know that's something he's been really passionate about and pushing for. So I might send him a direct correspondence, just seeing if he'd be willing to take that on. Just as to have as another option. I don't think we should, you know, weigh out either El Paso or Iowa, which is his other place. And he said he's not going to pursue Iowa because he thinks El Paso is perfect. And I would encourage him to continue pursuing Iowa, I think. What other three?
This is Kyle. I've just been really busy lately, but I'm very for the idea of asking people, like, to host, asking if certain clubs or certain areas want to host an IJA and if they have a good idea and all that. I just have been busy. I would be up for getting back into that soon.
Right. I think Jared would be a good person to take it on, so I would ask him just to see if he'd be willing to write something up for the newsletter or Juggle or something like that, just because that's, like, was his main drive for getting back on the festival, or getting on the board was to really look at reworking how we do the festival. So if he's willing to do that, I think he has had some options.
Well, I hope he gets back to you.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Okay. Any other thoughts from people? Do you think we should encourage him to continue pursuing Iowa? His concern there, I guess, is flights. Not direct flights anywhere nearby, and it would be a good drive from wherever they fly into. Or a good shuttle ride.
I don't know if we should pursue that one either, if that's again, another traveling issue.
Totally. I think the thing there... It's still going to be closer to, like, a major airport. I would guess somewhat equidistant as, like, Purdue or other places where it's been. I'm not sure how long that shuttle ride would be. Okay. I'm guessing he'll be reading these notes. Maybe the direct email. Hear the board's thoughts on things. Okay. Moving on to the YJA report, which is no longer the YEP report, the Jugglers Academy. I also just posted this one. Again, sorry for the delay. She got back to me this morning. She posted the first draft of the buttons that we're going to be sending out, so if you guys want to check that out, it's pretty neat. She's making the first round of buttons that are going to be sent to active YJA leaders. who I've heard are quite excited about them, and their kids have been quite anxious to receive them, so that's exciting.
The buttons look great.
Yeah.
Buttons look really good.
Yeah, aren't they cool? I love them.
I'm glad they're done. Great. We can have that now.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's going to be something that, like, if, you know, unfortunately it does cost a bit. It's going to be like $3 per button. It's not like it's inexpensive. But, like, I think, for example, the groups in Mexico that I just saw that have big youth groups and stuff, they'd be stoked about something like this. And I think
yeah.
in general are excited about swag.
Yeah.
Little level up prizes and stuff. So I think that'll be a good benefit. And the YJ got some donations for the buttons program. A child who earns a button will be entered into a drawing, and if they win the drawing, they can get either juggling props or juggling books or DVDs or whatever else is donated. So that's kind of a cool other incentive. And she's saying that any child who is an IJ member can participate in the button program as well. They don't just have to be part under a YEP or a YJ rep pod. Any discussion on that report?
Looks good.
Cool. And then marketing, Kyle Johnson.
Hello. So I've been sent out maybe six different packages now to different areas. I sent one to Portland, one to the Jugheads, one to Jordan Campbell because he runs a juggling club in New York. So he gets a lot of traffic. One to Southern California, to Master Ong's Prop Shop. They are super active in the community. And I just sent Rhinus the 250 flyers over to Belgium. So yeah, finally getting those out.
To the Chicago club. I don't know if you have any contacts in Chicago, but just because they're close, that would be a good one to try to.
The juggling club in Chicago.
Yeah.
I sent some to our contact at the festival. The woman, I can't remember her name right now, but I sent some to her. But what is the juggling club called? Do you know?
In Chicago.
Yeah.
No, but do you know Bruce?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I should just send some to him.
I'd say just write him.
Bruce Bailey.
He'd be willing to hand it out. Yeah, Bruce Bailey.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I could do that.
He'll be down. Or Brian Daly. That's the other one.
Yeah.
Big part of it.
I know those guys.
Sweet. Cool.
And then,
And
yeah, that's about it for right now.
Okay. I was thinking, just so you know, Kyle, of doing, some Facebook graphics or things we could put in the next newsletter of, just little, these people are going to be at the IJ. Are you? With Kellen and Nathan Big Sutton and Willem, they're going to be performing, so just doing a little thing like that. And then we've got some Australians coming, doing a little graphic with them, being like, you guys are coming, are you? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For the near future. And then we need to start promoting the championship and stuff, encouraging people to register for the championship.
All right.
Cool. Any other discussion for marketing? Okay, I see information there. I'll step through that. Basically, I'm super impressed with Mexico and how much we talked in Mexico about, how he's organizing the festival this year, and it's going to be a lot different, more in the central city of Guadalajara, which I think is going to bring a lot more people and a lot more sponsorship and stuff. He's killing it, and his design work is always awesome. And yeah, there's Costa Rican juggler is also very interested in doing an IRC in 2015 and talking about how to make that possible. Any discussion there? Okay. WJD, also went into high gear, World Juggling Day. This last week or so, Jeremiah did a whole lot of updating. He posted the Facebook page, which all of you should go join and share with your friends and invite people. He also spruced up made sure all the changes were made on the website, and we got the collaboration video finally out from Taylor Glenn this past week as well, from 2013, and that was a big hit. And yeah, things are going well. We've already got sponsors and everything lined up for WJD, and he's also working on getting a T-shirt design made soon, so we can set those soon and get them online for sale. Any questions? Discussion? Okay, moving on to membership. No one submitted the numbers. Up a little bit. Up more members. Which isn't a whole lot going up considering that was our early bird time. But it's better than going down more. One other thing. There's stuff on eJuggle recently, Kyle, that we haven't quite gotten on the Facebook pages and stuff. So that would be some...
Sorry, what did you say there?
Oh, there's been some member content on eJuggle recently.
Uh-huh.
That'd be good to add to Facebook stuff sometime soon.
Okay. Yeah, I was posting things and then they weren't showing up on the Facebook page, so I didn't know what was up with that. I didn't know if you were taking control of it or what was going on.
Didn't. No, every day it's a little thing saying this was unable to. And I don't know why, only on your posts though, and I wasn't sure why that started happening, but I didn't do anything to it. And then if you click post now, then it would post right then. But yeah, I don't know why that happened. That was weird.
Yeah. Okay.
I was definitely not messing with it though.
Yeah. I'll get back to it. And the championship submission thing, that's part of it's on my calendar of promotion for the festival, and it's actually in 2 days. I had a little reminder saying to post about that.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, so.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Any other discussion for memberships?
The report? Did you say it was on here somewhere?
If you click on the blue membership, that's where all the reports are. And then the link drops down.
Maybe it didn't update on mine or something.
Oh,
I'm not seeing it, yeah.
On the agenda?
Mine.
Are you on the agenda?
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought it was a different file.
No, it's not in the actual folder because she just has it on the main folder. So it just links every month to that
one. I'll check it out then.
Okay, and financial report, I got nothing from Scott Krause. So there's no financial report right now. I see one thing for... So people definitely continuing on the board to start thinking about is getting a new treasurer and starting to think about how to go about that, because Scott's definitely not going to continue doing that role after the festival. And it can be a hard role to fill sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to motions. Motion to approve contract with Veronique Provencher as the 2015 IJ Festival Director. Do you want to make the motion?
I so move.
Okay, thank you, Lloyd. Any second?
This is Kyle, I'll second.
Right. And any discussion?
I have not had a chance to look this over. Yeah, it's...
Okay. Be good for folks to look over before voting for sure. It's pretty much the same contract as last year with some adjustment that we had with Cody. And
it's almost exactly the same, except it's slightly simplified, and then it's got some things in there about, you know, the fact that we're in Canada, which changed a little bit. But otherwise, it's very standard.
Mm-hmm. And it is for $5,000 payment, again, for Brittany.
This is a similar thing where she has to, like, come to the meetings and give us reports on how it's going and everything?
Definitely give us reports. We have to figure out the international calling thing for the meeting, which there is an option for that. I'm just not sure if it costs money or it doesn't for us. So it would be a good thing to find out. And there's also, the other big thing was the percentage of profit payment as well. This was at her request. It's at the bottom in fees. It's on page 6. Fees, bonus, and expenses. Consultant may be paid a bonus based on any profits the festival may realize based on the following schedule. So it's if she makes $5,000 to $9,999, it's 10% profit. $10,000 to $19,999,
15%
bonus.
Yeah, if we wind
that's
up
some incentive
her
for
bonus,
sure.
Very good for the IJA.
What's that?
I said if we wind up paying her a bonus, it'll be very good for the IJA because she will have made us
right.
a lot of money.
Right, yeah.
So, if I still make $6,000, she would make $600 extra. Yeah.
All right.
Any other thoughts on the contract? Okay. Everyone last time too. All right, then we'll move to vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, second motion. Motion to approve the contract with the Imperial Theatre in Quebec, Canada, for two shows during the 2015 IJA Festival. Do we have somebody to make the motion?
I move.
Okay. Any second?
Kyle, a second.
And discussion? So, just to... clarified. Originally in the budget, they had proposed, and this was based on Mike wanting, or Mike's letters saying what we needed was 4 shows in this theater and rental for 4 nights. After Noel's visit, he encouraged changing the championships to be in the circus school because he said it's really a cool venue and it'll be a really awesome and unique place for the championships to be, and they have great stage capacity and lighting capacity and everything. And then that also saves on rental fees. So having those 2 nights there and then just the 2 nights in this theater. And from what I'm gathering from her, they're going to have both the open, like, welcome show outside downtown and then the 2 nights of championships and then 2 other shows. So that's the Friday and Saturday. And I've read through this, but I would prefer to, I mean, we can vote on it, and then I will read through it once again in full detail. Make sure there's no further concerns before officially signing it and stuff. Any other discussion? Okay. Moving to vote. Any abstentions? Anyone opposed? Sorry. Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay. Moving on to Beria, website discussion. Mainly I was wondering, Lloyd, if there had been any progress with the donor and getting some of the questions answered that they had from Mike.
I haven't heard anything from Mike on this. I have to get after him on it.
Okay. And you forwarded her email.
Yeah.
At our last meeting, you had forwarded that, yeah. So maybe
right.
Just following up with him and seeing if he still feels like he can follow up. I also know the person who had volunteered to join the website team at the beginning of this year, he's been trying to get in touch with Mike, too, and hasn't heard anything back regarding the website. So, but, yeah, he's interested in doing something with it.
Okay, I'll follow up with Mike on that.
Okay. Sounds good. And then bookkeeper discussion. Lloyd, just an update there.
We're in a funny position. We've got about three, I think, very good candidates. Laura Green, who is a longtime member of the IJA, has a bookkeeper that she really likes, and he kind of understands jugglers. So I talked to him, and he wanted to talk to Holly, and I haven't been able to make that meeting happen. So that has sort of delayed the interviews with the other two that I think are good candidates. But we're in a good position, and over the next two or three days, the guy will come back from his golfing holiday in Florida, and I'll make sure he talks to Holly, and then we'll proceed.
Okay, great. And does Holly seem to be fine with the time frame and everything? I know we'd told her we would try to have it done by April 1st.
She's relaxed about it and happy
okay.
to help with it. She's looked at all the submissions and given some opinions.
Yeah. Great.
They're very helpful.
Great. Okay. Thank you again for taking that on and making that happen, Lloyd.
Hadn't happened yet.
Right. Well, the process has been happening, and it's going pretty smoothly, so that's good. We've actually got applicants. That's a good thing. All right, and the last one was festival promo, but we kind of talked about that already. Mainly, I guess, just the main thing, get the word out as much as you can in whatever circles you're in and start talking it up and sharing the event on Facebook and different things, and let's make it big. And then any other... Any other areas from anyone?
I actually did have one thing I wanted to kind of mention. This is Nathan.
Yeah.
Well, everything is coordinated with Pablo, the video editor, getting the footage for the 2013 festival. So hopefully he's going to start editing that any day now.
Great.
I did have one. I wanted to get some input on one issue. Originally, the feeling was that most of these stage competitors used royalty-free music, so it was thought that there would be minimal dubbing over of that. I mentioned a while ago that was actually not the case, so I just wanted to get a feel for what people think that we should approach this. There was some talk about silencing them or me reaching out to the competitors to see if they had a specific royalty-free song they wanted to dub or even possibly doing a commentary track. So I just kind of wanted to get a feel of what everyone thought of how to approach that.
Right. So basically whether to dub it, to approach the people specifically saying if they want to have it dubbed.
Yeah.
Or having silence.
Yeah, I know there was a little discussion earlier, but I think at that time it was still believed that it was mostly royalty-free to begin with, which is not true. So
right.
It's going to be...
I know a bunch of people... without.
I think if we approach the performers and
you just let them know that, like, you know, if you don't end up getting back to us, we will be, I don't know, we'll be dubbing the music.
I would say silencing the music, because he's going to charge us more for the dubbing.
Or whatever,
I've had
yeah.
so much complaints about the dubbing that I almost feel like silence might just be the best option for anyone who doesn't give music back.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're thinking if I don't get a reply, then an automatic silence would be the way to go, as opposed to dubbing some public domain music over that?
That's my thought.
Okay. I think so, too. I think the silent is more of a neutral option than dubbing something they haven't heard over their performance.
I'm totally changing everything. Yeah, the mood. Which silence does, too, but at the same time, it's not giving it a flavor that they wouldn't like to have on it.
Do you want me to offer, when I reach out to these performers, offer the option of a spoken word commentary if they can record that themselves?
That's not too much.
I think a commentary would be a little weird. It's not just like watching the competition.
Yeah.
It's like suddenly they're explaining what they were feeling or what was happening or I'm not sure. as opposed to just watching the competition unfold. Could be a little weird.
That's also a lot more information, a lot more stuff to go through before we put out the DVD to, like, make sure there's nothing off in their commentary or whatever if we did do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess my one other question is, when people come back to me, do you feel that they should be required to pick out their own royalty-free music, or just indicate whether they want us to use royalty-free music or not?
I would say they should provide it for you.
They should provide it specifically? Okay.
Mainly because otherwise who's going to find it for us? Would it be Pablo and paying him more, or would it be you? Well, I know you don't have a whole lot of time. Probably. What do you think?
I think it's a responsibility.
Right.
I guess I could kind of try to get them to provide their own, but maybe lend a hand if they're having trouble.
Right. Okay. Yeah, if you need, like, saying something like, if you need any assistance in finding quality royalty-free music, drop me an email and I'm happy to help, or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have them indicate whether they want it or not. If they don't, if I don't hear back from them, it'll be silenced, or otherwise they have the option. Does that sound agreeable to everybody?
Yep.
Yep. All right, I will get on that.
Good. Thanks, Nathan. Okay, anything else? All right, then let's move to setting the April meetings. I'm trying to see here. Is Easter on April 20th? Does anyone know?
Let me look up.
Is what?
Easter on April 20th. Not so much because of Easter, but just because.
I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Because that would be the best Sunday for me, but I don't know about others, for our second meeting. And the 6th and the 20th would work best for me. Anyone else?
The 20th, I guess I could still do it. I'm in Israel on the 20th.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not sure where I'm going to be. But, yeah, I'm free on the 6th, though.
On the 6th, okay. And third meeting.
Okay. I can do the 20th. I mean, I'm not fussed about it.
About it being Easter?
About it being Easter.
The other option, I know, it is a little weird. the other option would be 27th. It's kind of that same thing where I'll be somewhere where I should be able to do the meeting, but I'm not entirely sure where I'll be, somewhere in San Francisco. Yeah. Nathan, are you fine either way?
Yep. Either of those work for me.
Okay. We could say the 6th and the 27th, and then I guess if I figure out that I can't do the 27th, I might write people and see if you can change it to the 20th.
That's fine. I think that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. Alrighty. And
Karen,
the end of our meeting. Yes?
Before we adjourn, I missed what you said on the IRC, so if you want to go back and write in a few words after we finish, that
okay.
would be
great. Sure. That sounds good. And what was the other thing I was just going to say? I don't remember. Oh, check the forums. Check the forums, please.
In fact, subscribe to the forum so that you get emails anytime somebody posts there, and you can read the email.
Oh.
Or you can use the email as a link back to the forum or just as a reminder to go read the forum. If you subscribe, which is very easy, you'll get every forum, if you subscribe to Board Plus, let's say, you'll get every Board Plus message emailed to you. Not in context like it is in the forum, but you can always go back to the forum to see the previous messages and so forth. I highly recommend that for all board members especially.
For all board members.
I didn't know about that. That'd be great.
I don't even have a password for the new forum. it's kind of silly.
Look for subscribe for this forum. On the
BoardPlus
forum.
Great.
All right. Thanks, Martin.
You know, that's an issue. Most people are just forgetting about it. So that's great. Having a reminder. Link to your inbox. Cool. Okay. We've come to the end of our meeting. Does somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Kyle, I'll make the motion.
Any discussion? Well, one other thing don't forget, May 15th is the deadline for new board members, so continue putting out your feelers for who that might be. There's 4 open spots this year. So
when is the deadline again? Sorry, one more time.
May 15th.
May 15th, okay. Do we want to start promoting this more? I know last year we had some issues.
Yeah, we do want to promote it more.
Do we want to call it a schedule?
I made a post about a month ago.
About a month ago, yep. So doing a follow-up post on that.
I'll post again.
That'd be good.
Do we know who's not planning to run for re-election?
Myself, Scott, and I don't think Lloyd.
Myself.
And Lloyd.
No, I'm sorry. Did you say that you're all not running for re-election?
Correct.
Right.
Okay, so is anybody running for re-election who's up?
I'm planning on rerunning, Martin.
Who's
Nathan? Nathan.
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Okay, good. All right.
So that's
so
3 that we definitely
need. We need at least 3 more people. Okay.
yep. Sweet. Okay, so that was my discussion there. Back to adjourning. Another discussion. Okay, moving to vote. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Thanks, everybody.
I want to say that's the best discussion we ever had on a motion to adjourn.
That's good. Sweet.
All right.
Hey, guys. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.